Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Tuesday, February 16th. The grains look like they're going to start off the week here just a little bit better. March corn was up 2¾ overnight, 541 and a half. March wheat up 7, 643 and three quarters, and March beans up 10 and a half cents at 1382 and a half. All were well off the highs. Corn was about a dime off its highs, wheat about 13 off its highs, beans about 12 off its highs. I think the cold weather, you know, really emphasized, you know, just how cold it is everywhere. Dallas, zero. I don't ever remember a temperature like that in Dallas. But a lot of talk about winter kill. You know, where they don't have the snow crop, it's going to be an issue. Some people are saying, you know, Oklahoma, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, all could have some damage out here. I don't doubt that. But I also don't doubt that the fact that the wheat is like a weed. I don't know how many times over the years we've killed a wheat crop between January 1st and April 1st, whether it's an early freeze or it's winter kill or one thing or another. And to me, the crop is made in, you know, June and July when you get heat on it and water. But, you know, is there some damage out there? Most likely. But other news this morning, we didn't see any exports. The Chinese are on holiday this week. Australian wheat, Abari, came out with a 33.34 million metric ton wheat crop. That's a million and a half above their record high of 31.8. So plenty of wheat out of Australia. We have the Ag Outlook Forum on Thursday and Friday. They're looking for 92 to 95 million acres of corn versus 90.8. So I think, you know, it's going to be a big number. I think it's going to be even higher than 95 when it's all said and done. I think both beans and corn are going to be huge numbers out here. You've got the insurance levels. Corn's about 60 above a year ago. Beans are $2.50 above a year ago. Guys are going to plant as much of everything as they can. You know, for the most part, they're going to stick with their rotation, but they're going to plant a lot of extra crops out here. As much as they can. So, you know, until we see that number, maybe we'll get a hint of it on the outlook numbers. But, you know, between now and Thursday, could we move this thing higher off the weather? I suppose it's possible. We do have gold down $33 an ounce, silver down 33 this morning, Bitcoin's at record highs. Crude oil's up 55, over $60 a barrel. So that may play into effect out here. But the bean oil has been the big driver on the beans. It was up another 80 ticks overnight, getting into some pretty rarefied air. They've had very strong demand for Malaysian palm oil. I never like buying a bean market led up by the oil market. But between now and, you know, Wednesday, between now and Thursday, could we rally this market with this weather? I suppose we could. But I don't see anything, you know, really compelling. We see the Brazilian crop getting bigger and bigger. They should start really cutting beans in the next 10 days, and those supplies will be hitting the markets fairly soon. They're looking for the crush tonight at 183. That's a big number, and the bean bulls believe we're at pipeline levels, and we just can't afford any hiccups. I would agree with that, but for the moment, I just don't see the hiccup out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.